James 4. When most of us think of the Vikings, of all things, we think of fearsome warriors wearing these helmets with the massive horns on them. They look like steers. We think maybe of Hagar the Horrible from the comic strips. But the Vikings never wore horns. They never had horns on their helmets. Horns were impractical. If you're swinging a big sword and you have a horn blocking the way, that's not going to aid and abet your survival very much in a fight. Horns were a liability. Horns would have snagged on weapons. But the Scandinavian Viking raiders and the traders who swept through Europe so effectively through the 8th and 11th centuries were pagans. So the leaders of the Christian church at the time decided to demonize them. And what's the quickest way to demonize them? Well, in all of our caricatures and pictures of them, we're going to put horns on their heads. Easy as that. And so the Vikings to this day have horns in all of our pictures and all of our crazy movies and everything else. But it was purely, really, to be honest, a form of slander. The form of demonizing someone and creating an image that better suits our purposes. Slander, particularly historical slander, is a rumor that goes in one ear and out many mouths. Our passage today is from James chapter 4. Let's look at verse 11. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Now, this is a strong injunction. And we are here looking, we take about once every couple of months, and we talk about biting and devouring. So much of the New Testament is filled with instructions to the church about how they're to conduct themselves in relationships among one another. And it's our firm belief that we are to take preventative medicine, so in the events that we have a major squabble, we know how to deal with it. We know how to handle ourselves. And my challenge to the body today is the things that you hear us speak in these bite and devour sessions, when you see people acting badly, acting sinfully, you have every right to approach them with Scripture and challenge their behavior. Every right. This is the Church of the Living Word. How many churches have been destroyed because people have simply said, it's not my fight, it's their fight. And they've stood aside while Christian brothers and sisters literally claw themselves to death. The words bite and devour are taken from Scripture. He says, watch out, Paul says, lest you bite and devour one another. And so we take these times very seriously, and there's nothing brewing, nothing that I know of internecine conflict among the body. But we do this to avoid it in the future, and we deal with it in a Christ-honoring fashion. So today, Christians are not to speak evil about one another. The Greek word is katalalate. It means kata being bad, lalale, same place we get glossolalia, means speaking, those kind of things. Evil speech, basically. Evil speech. We're not to speak evil of one another. And you're not to speak evil of one another, even if you're talking to your spouse privately about the other individual, even if you are only speaking to your dearest BFF, and even if you have sworn them to secrecy. All of our little rules that we've created surrounding sharing slander, the Bible says don't do it. And it doesn't give you exemptions because you swore them to secrecy. Now, don't tell the other person. It doesn't give you an exemption for doing it with your spouse. It doesn't give you an exemption for doing it with your friends. Scripture just simply says, do not speak evil of one another. It is not proper to slander about those that Christ has bought with his blood. Ray Pritchard, a pastor, writes this. He says, slander translates a Greek word that literally means to speak down about someone. It includes gossip, talebearing, backbiting, spreading rumors, passing along a bad report, taking cheap shots, using humor to lacerate others, disparaging comments, unkind words. You can slander somebody, according to Ray, with a raised eyebrow. You can slander them with an unfinished sentence, veiled accusations, twisting the truth to make another person look bad, using subtle nuance to give a negative cast, judging others unfairly, and putting others down to make yourself look good. Slander is usually the fruit of envy, and because it almost is always done behind the back of another person, it is the very seedbed of hypocrisy. End quote. Ray kind of nailed it all down. I'd almost end the sermon right there. It's kind of a complete message. Slander is the attempt to make oneself look cleaner by slinging mud at someone else. We are such hard-hearted people in our fallen nature that we are incessantly making judgments about people. We often let our imaginations run wild over some kind of perceived slight, even when no offense has been given. Our imagination